Welcome to the deep dive. For anyone running a massive enterprise-level IT infrastructure, the ultimate dream is often this clean shift from a heavy hardware-owning CapEx model to an agile pay-as-you-go OpEx model.
Right, yeah, the OpEx dream.
Exactly. But getting there usually means untangling years of customized, tightly integrated legacy systems. Today, we are looking at a leading hospitality company that decided to tackle this monumental task in one fell swoop. They migrated their entire Oracle EBS, that's eBusiness Suite ecosystem, to the cloud. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, to understand the sheer scale of this migration, we really have to look at the foundational changes made to their technical stack. I mean, they didn't just point their data to a new cloud server.
No, they fundamentally swapped the underlying architecture, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking their entire application stack off IBM AIX and moving it over to Oracle Linux.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And at the same time, they shifted their EBS databases from on-premise Exadata hardware over to XACS.
So that's the Exadata Cloud Service on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI.
Right, all while upgrading to Oracle Database 19 CUP and Oracle Apps 12.2.9.
It sounds like renovating a massive luxury hotel. You know, replacing the foundation and upgrading the plumbing while all the guests are just fast asleep in their beds.
That is a perfect way to put it.
But technically speaking, how does a system this complex survive a foundation change from AIX to Linux without everything just breaking?
Well, it is incredibly risky because IBM AIX and Oracle Linux use completely different file systems and, endianness.
Endianness. Wait, meaning the actual byte order in which they process data is reverse?
Yes, exactly reverse. Moving customized applications across that divide is like, well, it's like translating a highly technical novel from Japanese to English while preserving every single cultural nuance and pun.
Which explains why upgrading to the new Oracle Apps 12.2.9 was so dangerous. They had to retrofit all their heavily customized code to actually work in this new linguistic environment.
Yeah, and that is where the technical prowess of their system integrator, Clover Infotech, really made all the difference. It wasn't just about having one vendor to avoid finger-pointing.
Right.
Clover Infotech succeeded because they meticulously mapped the dependencies of the custom integrations before they ever even touched the OS layer.
That's smart.
It is. They ensured the new Oracle Linux environment had the exact libraries and structural logic needed to catch the client's retrofitted code without dropping a single packet.
So why go through the pain of that massive foundation swap in the first place? I mean, because moving to OCI unlocks the ability to actually use their data. They had this obsolete HRMS reporting system that was basically a dead end.
Oh, totally. A complete dead end.
So building on the new OCI architecture, they completely redeveloped those HR reports using Oracle Analytics Cloud or OAC.
Yeah, and implementing OAC after this migration is less like installing smart lighting in a renovated building and more like finally giving the hotel manager a master dashboard. Suddenly, they can see exactly which rooms are ordering room service or requesting late checkouts in real time.
Instead of trying to parse yesterday's paper receipts, for instance.
Exactly. The cloud infrastructure makes that real-time data flow possible.
But here is where the technical claims get bold. While Clover Infotech was mapping dependencies and deploying OAC, they also implemented a disaster recovery system across Oracle data centers in Mumbai and Hyderabad.
It did, yeah.
And the documentation claims this is a zero data loss setup. I have to push back on that. I mean, zero data loss sounds like a marketing buzzword. Latency is a physical law, you know?
It is.
How do you mirror data between two distinct cities hundreds of miles apart without slowing the primary database to an absolute crawl?
It is a vital question because latency usually is the enemy of cloud databases.
Yeah.
What's fascinating here is the architectural mechanism they used. It's not magic, it's synchronous replication.
Okay.
Mumbai and Hyderabad are on separate seismic zones, meaning a physical disaster at one won't affect the other. But because they're connected by high-speed, dedicated OCI backbones,
Right, the OCI network.
yeah, every transaction is written to both data centers simultaneously before the system even confirms it to the user.
Oh, wow. So if a catastrophic power failure takes the Mumbai site dark mid-keystroke, Hyderabad already has that exact keystroke recorded.
Yes, the structural reality of the OCI network speed overcomes the geographic latency. That is the beauty of it.
That's incredible.
And Clover Infotech managed this massive disaster recovery implementation and the OAC development concurrently with the core database migration.
That's a huge undertaking.
Right. And then they backed it all up with comprehensive post-migration support.
The major takeaway for you listening is that migrating tightly woven legacy systems requires an expert partner capable of executing an all-in-one upgrade and cloud lift and shift. You cannot wing a project that requires byte order translation and synchronous cross-country replication.
Absolutely not. It proves that with the right architectural planning, you don't have to sacrifice your custom integrations to achieve the flexibility and security of the cloud.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to mull over. If a massive hospitality chain can completely overhaul, modernize, and bulletproof their entire digital infrastructure in one go without waking the guests well, what obsolete legacy systems in your own business are you needlessly holding on to just because you are afraid of the renovation? To replicate such success for your business, write to us at marketing@cloverinfotech.com.